Country Bob
FM. What a way to start her out today, and we are doing Almanac Trivia, so be listening basically to every word. You just never know what the question might be. It might be something that is actually... was actually read, or it could be something ad-lib, something off the cuff. You just don't know.
Yeah. So best, you know, turn everything else off.
And what are we giving away?
And pay attention. Mark Chesnut at the Medina Entertainment Center tomorrow night, along with the Devin Worley Band. The first correct caller with the right answer for our trivia question will get tickets.
1921 on this date. Today is Thursday, October 5th. The World Series was broadcast for the first time on radio, 1921. I'm sure you remember Grantland Rice. I mean, they didn't have play-by-play guys, so they had to have a newspaper guy do it.
Right.
I mean, he basically invented a new job.
Yeah, yeah.
For you and I, Grantland Rice called the action between the New York Yankees and the New York Giants. Eventually went on to win the World Series. Yankees and Giants. That's pretty interesting. Now, Yankees, they weren't at Yankee Stadium then. That wasn't built till... when was Yankee Stadium built? About 24, 19,
yeah,
early 20s?
Yeah, early 20s, because it was in full...
Giants played at the Polo Grounds, Yankees at Yankee Stadium, and a New York Giants versus Yankees World Series. That might be the closest the two stadiums, when they're playing in those stadiums, that of any World Series matchup ever, because if you ever see any pictures, they're right across the river. The Polo Grounds and then Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, that was...
It's really kind of neat.
Very close.
1947, Harry S. Truman became the first president to address the nation via television. Harry S. Truman had to put on makeup. 1947. 1950, Groucho.
And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Groucho! It's nothing to shout about. They're a dime a dozen.
You remember the show, You Bet Your Life?
Sure.
Debuted on this date, NBC, 1950. The duck would come down if you said... today's secret word, right?
Right.
Kind of like today's keyword. Again, a reminder, it's Garth.
That's right.
We just
don't
have a rubber duck that falls down from the ceiling.
We should, but we don't.
The Vlasic pickle was, what is that? Was that a stork? What character was that? That was based on Groucho.
Yeah, that
was the best pickle I ever tasted.
That was like a stork.
I think it was a stork. Vlasic pickles. So Groucho doing his thing, 1950. They revived that show in like 1980. You remember Buddy Hackett was the host for a couple of seasons. Then they did it with Bill Cosby.
Yes.
And syndicated that. 1954, newspapers reporting that Marilyn Monroe had filed for divorce from baseball star Joe DiMaggio. That was kind of the start of her downfall.
Then he,
according to her biography,
and then he got addicted to Mr. Coffee. Then it was terrible.
Well, it was good stuff. I mean, no more percolating. You just filter it through a filter through the grounds, and you throw the grounds out. I mean, it was a great invention.
He crawled into that Mr. Coffee maker and never got out.
Jolton Joe. That was 54, 69.
Monty Python, the Flying Circus.
It took me several years into my 20s to actually start to get the whole British humor thing, but once I got it...
it's pretty good.
I enjoyed it. Monty Python's Flying Circus. The only real British humor that I could get was Benny Hill when I was young, because, well, you didn't really... there was really not a whole lot of humor. You're paying attention to other things.
Right.
Scantily clad ladies being tapped on the behind by a balding middle-aged man.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That was the Benny Hill show, pretty much in a nutshell.
Monty Python was little yet the...
well, little more intelligent humor, you would say.
Well, yeah, not much.
Well, not much.
It's really... They were classic.
Yeah.
My brother got me into Monty Python stuff.
That was in 69. In 1988, we heard this.
Senator... I served with Jack Kennedy.
Uh-oh.
I knew Jack Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine.
Right.
Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
Lloyd Benson with a zinger.
Hi-yo!
Wow. Poor Dan Quayle.
Yeah.
And he should have said, and also I'm able to spell potato.
Right. And I can outspell you.
So that was in 88, Lloyd Benson. He
dropped the hammer.
19. I wasn't a Benson Dukakis guy. But that was quite the retort.
Yeah.
Back in 88. 89, Jim Baker proved, you know, he's a bad guy. I mean, yeah, he was a man of God, but obviously he wasn't treating his followers very well.
No, he made some bad decisions.
He defrauded his followers of more than $158 million. 1989,
wow.
Jim Baker.
I forgot it was that
Tammy
much.
Faye was part of that, too, of course. Ugh. 1989, the Lama, the Dalai Lama. And his real name is Lama Don Trub Tenzin Gyatso. I'm saying it like Bill Murray said it in Caddyshack.
Right, the Dalai Lama.
The Lama was long off the tee, Neil, as you remember.
Yes.
He was named winner of the Nobel Prize for his nonviolent campaign to end the Chinese domination of Tibet. Gyatso is the 15th Lama. 1989, he golfed with the flowing robes.
Yes, he did.
2004, we said goodbye to one of the funniest men ever.
Boy, that's the story of my life. No respect. Don't go, no respect. No respect at all. Are you kidding me? Well, I was drowning. I was yelling, help, help. And the lifeguard ran over. So they're like, buddy, keep it down. Keep it down.
Oh, he had so many of them, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And he did some movies. Easy Money is classic. Back
Speaking
to School.
Of Caddyshack.
Caddyshack, of course. While We're Young.
One of the absolute greats and most... His shots on Carson were, you know, those nights that he was on, man. It was just as good as there was.
Has anybody recreated his golf bag with the radio?
And the tap.
And the tap and all that. Has that ever been recreated? Does somebody possess that? He died on this date, 82, 6 weeks after undergoing surgery for heart valve replacement. Rodney Dangerfield dead at 82. 2004, golf superstar Tiger Woods tied the knot with a Swedish model, Elin Nordgren. It did not end well.
No.
As we know, Tiger was he was stepping out on Elin.
They
as we
their,
say.
Their wedding in Barbados. Pretty nice place to have one.
It was lavish. It was lavish. 2004, and she showed then later she could swing whatever it was, a pitching wedge or nine iron to the back of his SUV. 2007, she had denied it for 3 years. Finally, Marion Jones fessed up as she had lied to investigators. She used performance-enhancing drugs.
Cheater.
She served time. She was stripped of her medals. It wasn't good. That was 2007. And in the news this date, 2011.
This news just confirmed. You all may remember on August 24th of this year, Steve Jobs stepped aside due to his illness. Tim Cook was running Apple. Steve Jobs, 56 years old, again, dying of pancreatic cancer. This is a man who really stood for American exceptionalism.
He was 56 and he died. He gave us all those Apple products. Yep. He had pretty good vision.
Very, very smart guy.
I would say the whole iPhone, iPad, iPod, everything from Steve Jobs, 2011. Birthdays today. It's Mary Poppins time.
Oh, nice.
Cast off the shackles of yesterday, shoulder to shoulder into the fray. Our daughter's daughters will adore.
Glennis Johnson, she plays Mrs. Banks, the mother, on Mary Poppins. The Disney movie, she was somewhat, she was threatened by Mary Poppins, right? Here comes this woman. Yes. Floating in on an umbrella and does all this magic kind of stuff. Spoonful of sugar gets her kids to actually behave. I could see where she was threatened.
I would.
So Glennis Johnson is 94.
Just Johns, I think, not Johnson.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Glennis Johns. Yeah. Steve Miller celebrating today, 74. Can't play any Steve Miller because of copyright kerfuffle.
Stevie Guitar Miller.
The official term is... copyright kerfuffle. Steve Miller, 74.
Take the money and run.
Brian Johnson. He's got a pretty good voice. Unique. Let's just say he puts a lot of stress on his vocal cords.
I don't think he's with them anymore.
No, he isn't because of this. Because his voice just hasn't been able to hold up. Just think if I called a hockey game like that.
You wouldn't last the season.
No. Brian Johnson, he took over for Bon Scott, who also had a similar voice.
Right.
So they brought
they
him in.
He could
sing a lot of the older AC/DC songs. You got Axl Rose now singing for AC/DC. Brian Johnson is 70 today.
Indiana Jones. Always knew someday you'd come walking back through my door.
And he did. Karen Allen, 66. She was Marion, Indiana Jones.
Oh, sure.
Yep, Raiders of the Lost Ark, among other things for her. She's 66. Bob Geldof, he's the man who gave us Band-Aid.
Yes.
He is the English musician and activist, Bob Geldof, 66. Neil deGrasse Tyson, he's a scientist. He's got some words of wisdom here.
Carbon is the most chemically fertile element in the entire periodic table.
Hmm.
You can make more kinds of molecules with carbon than all other molecules combined.
Huh. Did you know that, Neil?
Well, yeah, because we have the same name. I'm equally
He spells it the same way, N-E-I-L.
N-I-E-L, which is different.
I see N-E-I-L here.
Well, good. Then you probably have the correct spelling.
Right. So who knows?
Yeah.
We don't know. Somebody's getting fired over that.
He's the same age.
So pretty much carbon is the Sean Kemp of chemicals on the periodic table. Use the cough button, please. Neil deGrasse Tyson is 59. Artist Maya Lin, Vietnam Veterans Memorial. She designed the thing.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. That's a bucket list thing.
Yep.
Head out and visit all the monuments. And, of course, that's one of them you need to see in Washington, D.C. He's one of the Baldwin boys. Daniel Baldwin, 57. Lots of movies. Not quite as talented as his brother Alec Baldwin or maybe the others. He might be number three or four on the list of talent. Daniel Baldwin, 57.
Yeah.
Michael Andretti. Race car driver, 55, Mario Andretti, is his father. Was it one of the Andrettis or somebody came out and said NASCAR racers should be paid as much as the NBA and NHL, NFL players?
Yeah.
So that was something that came out of the news the other day. Mario Lemieux is one of the greats of all time in the NHL, played for the Pittsburgh Penguins, won multiple Stanley Cups, including one against our Minnesota North Stars.
91.
Did he not have Hodgkin's disease? He had back issues, and then he had non-lymphoma Hodgkin's or something, and he was able to make a comeback. He wore 66 as compared to Gretzky's 99.
I'd still put you'd have to put him in the top five all time, wouldn't you?
No doubt. Great skill.
Yep.
Just great skill. He's 52. Guy Pearce, he was the bad guy in Iron Man 3.
Oh, yes.
This, you're inside my head. It's a live feed. Come on up. I'll prove it to you.
A live feed of his brain. He was Aldrich Killian. He was the guy that like had fire inside of him or whatever against Iron Man. And I just saw him in the latest Alien Covenant.
Mm.
He was in that. He's Guy Pearce. It's not Guy. I believe it's Guy. I don't think we're going to French up his name. He is 50 today. Grant Hill, pretty good basketball player. He played for Duke. One of the few guys that played for Duke that people, I think, actually like. Christian Laettner, people don't like. Bobby Hurley, I think people like. Grant Hill, I think overall people like Grant Hill. He made the pass. Did he not? Was it him making the pass?
To Laettner
on the turnaround against Kentucky. Might have to see the video to confirm after further review. He's 45. Kate Winslet, 42. Titanic, the whole King of the World with Leonardo Da Vinci.
Long list of movies.
Divergent series, 42. And Jesse Eisenberg, 34, played the Facebook guy.
You know, you really don't need a forensics team to get to the bottom of this. If you guys were the inventors of Facebook, you'd have invented Facebook.
Pretty simple. He's also playing Lex Luthor in the new Justice League, Batman, Superman movies. He's Jesse Eisenberg, and he's 34.
Talented guy.
That's all I have.
That's it. All right, we got a somewhat of a substantial list of gones today. Baseball expert Henry Chadwick was born on this day, 1924. He was a British author, but he helped develop the rules of baseball, and he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. In
why we call him Innings?
38. Yes, he was the guy, Henry Chadwick, former President Chester Arthur. He was number 21. If you're scoring at home, he served in the late early 1880s, 1881 through 85. Scientist Robert Hutchings Goddard. We were talking about rockets, these rockets we used to build and order and shoot them off in the backyard or on the football field. He was the father of modern American rocketry. Robert Hutchings Goddard, 1982. He owned not only the San Diego Padres, but we wouldn't have the Big Mac, the Filet-O-Fish.
He basically stole it from the McDonald brothers. If you've ever seen the movie Founder with Michael Keaton, you should see it. It's kind of cool. He basically just he strong-armed the McDonald's brothers for the name, but he's the one who had the vision. They didn't want to grow into a nationwide empire. They just wanted to stay wherever they were. San Diego, I can't remember where it was, but he took the name and restaurants were changed forever.
Yep, he was the guy who had that vision. Entrepreneur Ray Kroc was born in the state in 1902. He was one of the Three Stooges along with Moe and Curly. He was Larry Fine.
I'm sorry, Moe, did it hurt?
No.
Does this?
Branch to his nose. How did Larry have any cartilage left anywhere in his body?
I'm pretty sure he did.
He was bone to bone everywhere.
Yeah, he was subject to some abuse. From Moe at 1902 for the great Larry Fine.
The password is Alan Ludden.
Oh, Alan, this is my mama. This is Miss Harper.
Hello, Miss Harper.
Everybody calls her mama.
Hello, mama. I'm Alan Ludden. How are you?
Nice.
This is Eunice Higgins, everybody. You know, you're gonna be playing password.
I'm just thrilled.
You are. You think you'll win?
I can.
Can she play?
Oh, mama.
Does she talk?
I have to go to the bathroom.
No.
That was a special episode of Password Plus featuring Eunice and Mama Harper.
Very
from
nice.
Mama's family.
Oh, I love it. Well, she was. You know, he was married to Betty White.
Yes, he was.
You know, until he passed. Alan Ludden was born in the state in 1918. He was the guy who shot Michael Myers and tried to kill him and tried to talk to him, help him.
Good luck.
He was hard to kill, much like Steven Seagal. Donald Pleasance played in at least three or four of the Halloween movies. He was in You Only Live Twice, 1919. My mom loved The Family Circus, the cartoon The Family Circus. Cartoonist Bill Keane, 1922, he gave us The Family Circus. Gail Davis was an actress who played Annie Oakley.
The bank's been robbed. Trim Barton, 3 men are the ones who did it.
Trim Barton?
Yeah, I saw him take the sack right into his home.
But are you sure the men you followed were the ones who robbed the bank?
I never left him, Annie.
Oh, yeah, she was pretty good with a gun.
Yeah, she's
maybe even
good.
A knife.
Yeah, she played Annie Oakley. Sounds very young there. Gail Davis, born in the state, 1925. Remember the rock group Sweet?
They were one of the best glam rock bands
in
the 70s.
There's Fox on the Run.
You remember Little Willie?
Little Willie. Little Willie won't go.
Ballroom Blitz.
Ryan Connolly is the musician and lead singer of that group, Sweet.
He died young.
Yeah, he did. He was born on this day, 1949.
Love is like oxygen. Too much, you get too high, not enough, and you're gonna die.
How about actor Jeff Conaway? He was on Taxi.
How was California? Great,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh, I don't know. Take away the beaches, the climate, the women, the glamour. Still beats this.
Oh, he was Bobby Wheeler.
Bobby Wheeler. He was great. He was in Babylon 5 as well. He died way too young, too. He was born in the state in 1950.
He had drug issues. He was on those drug rehab shows.
Yeah, celebrity
and
rehab.
He was trying to battle, just couldn't.
And actor and comedian Bernie Mac, another guy who died way too young. The Bernie Mac Show, the movies, Mr. 3000, Bad Santa, Ocean's 11, 12, Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle. Bernie Mac, born on this day in 1958. That's a very long but good list of gone but not forgotten.
And it should be longer. I noticed some omissions here.
I mean that she can put her shoes on my bed anytime.
Johnny Duncan, born on this date, 1938. One more.
I'm Maria. Don't
nice.
You know I have gone?
The original.
Yes.
B.W. Stevenson. 49. Just notice those. Just notice those and quickly queued them up for you.
Very nice. Yeah, they didn't make my list.
I love My Maria and Take a Letter. Oh, you got B.W. Stevenson and you got R.B. Greaves.
Right. Take a
my
letter.
My Maria and Take a Letter, letter. Maria.
Very nice. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Brought to you by.
Today, it's brought to you and every day by our friend Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale.
Right.
Nobody knows the country like Kurt Weers. Check them out. WeSellFarmsMN.com.